This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. We were just talking about the Texans rookies that are out there with their numbers, getting their new numbers, getting their rookie mini camp on. And 832 asked, did something happen around 2002, 2003 where the name Jalen all of a sudden became so damn popular? I think the way that a lot of people typically go with is Jalen Rose, obviously Fab Five, but that was 91.
That was probably the first one.
I think that I've seen people, I think Pablo Torre Finds Out actually might have done an episode where they kind of dug into the origins of Jalen. And it does seem like it does kind of track that there wasn't really there until Jalen Rose, you know, had that prominence. And so that was 91. And I imagine over the decade from then to about the early aughts, probably it grew and it grew. And then, you know, we're talking about now kids that are born in that, you know, 2002-2003 range where it became a fairly popular name. Now they're making their way to the NFL.
It says, the internet says 1990s is when it really started becoming.
Yeah, I grew up with somebody named Jalen. He was a year older than me, though. Mm-hmm. And I was born in 88.
Yeah.
So that was the only Jalen I knew, him and Jalen Rose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I ain't know a lot of Jalen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get to this. Speaking of Pablo Torre Finds Out, that is the source of the newest reporting that we've gotten on the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, UNC saga that's been going on with all of the things that are happening. Really, he hit a head, or came to a head rather, when it, the CBS Sunday morning interview that was done ostensibly to promote this book that he was, you know, that he has been that he wrote and that he is promoting. He's getting ready to sell and everything. And it was supposed to be like this real, just kind of,
it's a book tour,
cushy interview, just to promote the book. And what came out of that was just more and more evidence that this whole thing is odd and it's weird. We've had reporting in the past about Jordan being involved in all the UNC stuff. And the latest reporting that came out earlier today made everybody really turn their head. This is Pablo Torre Finds Out talking about the reporting, at least as it relates to UNC.
Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision. It was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Okay.
She is not allowed on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward.
So that's, I mean, Jordan, and that is significant because in a very quick, time period where Bill Belichick takes the opportunity, accepts the job at UNC to be the head football coach, it very much became evident that Jordan was basically his right-hand woman, I guess, so to say, involved on all sorts of emails and all sorts of...
on the field, too.
On the field, showing, like, players were very cognizant of her presence. And now, all of a sudden, this is going all the way away, it seems, in part because of, like, the large blow-up that's happened with this interview and with the media around, this relationship, I guess, question mark?
Yeah.
And then, sorry, you were...
No, go ahead.
And then on top of that, this is the second portion mm-hmm. of the reporting. And this goes not just to UNC, but to Bill Belichick and his family themselves.
The second update is that Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned about what has transpired. One Belichick family source told me, quote, "There is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for over decades," end quote. In fact, the family has been digging into Jordan Hudson as well.
Ooh, that last part was interesting. Digging into, and I guess in terms of what's her story, where she come Man. From, what does she do, what did she do?
This kind of remind me of Frank Lucas with the mink coat at the fight. Yeah. Yeah, because if she wasn't around in that CBS interview or anything, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be talking about all this.
No.
That's the problem. Bill entrusted her with like the whole shebang mm-hmm. of what he, I mean, this is, everything that we've seen since their relationship, since we've kind of known of the relationship, just feels so anti what we've learned of Bill Belichick. In fact, supposedly, according to that reporting, like the idea of this book itself was a Jordan Hudson idea.
Yeah.
Right. And then I think in some ways, him going and doing media after, you know, leaving the Patriots job.
Yeah.
That might have been somewhat in her kind of pushing his PR image to some perspective. Like, it's kind of incredible how much run that's had.
One thing that Bill Belichick despises, like not even like more so than any other coach, is distractions. Like any on to Cincinnati, you know, on to Cincinnati. That's his mantra, you know, that kind of thing. She's a distraction. At minimum, she's a distraction. And so, you know, you get this reporting from Pablo Torre, by the way, very reputable and respected reporter, broadcaster, etc. So it's very believable. Now, here's the thing, and tell me what you make of this. North Carolina released a statement just less than half an hour ago or thereabouts, kind of disputing that. Now, let me read it and tell me how it hits you.
Okay.
"While Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the University of Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities." Okay, so they're saying she's welcome. Then it goes on. "Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university."
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, that sounds like, hey, we can't tell you what to do when it comes to Bill. That's your own personal stuff.
Yes.
When it comes to right here, you can come in here, but you don't run nothing around here. That is the way that I hear
you
that.
You can do the old pop-in.
Yeah, that's like saying, hey, you could come to a game and all that stuff, but you ain't an employee here.
Yeah. Like, so that's not, it's kind of been framed in some circles as, oh, look, they're saying that it's wrong. Not really.
And it really, I mean, that's the way that it probably should be. Like, ultimately, if she is in his relationship, and I mean, we know many people in life who, you know, maybe their spouse has a decent amount of running of their lives. That's fine. The idea that this woman who has no, and I don't say that pejoratively, right? Yeah. Just that is who she is, that she has this, you know, investment and stake into this program in this way is wild. But I think that this whole thing has obscured the real sports point of this. Somebody says she's not a distraction to Bill. She's curling his toes. That's crazy. She might be, though. And I imagine maybe she would have to be for him to like entirely give up kind of his entire philosophy, a dude who was like entirely opposite to NFL and all these things. And here they go doing all this TV and advertisements and such, where she is reported to have like forced her way in there when it comes to like an underdog ad or a Dunkin' Donuts ad. But when it comes to the football of this, the thing that's been overshadowed is Bill Belichick is a consummate NFL guy who is walking into a college space in North Carolina. Mind you, not a powerhouse in college, probably a program that you expect to win 8 wins consistently, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. And he is coming in with kind of the callous disregard for what the college landscape is that we've seen a number of NFL type guys come in with and fail pretty heartily.
Yeah.
And it's like, I imagine that if this is some level of failure, which it might be, right? He comes in not only with himself, with a number of NFL level coaches, with Michael Lombardi, a guy who has not been a college guy in any way, to come in and be his general manager, and with a level of disregard where they said that we're going to run this like an NFL program.
Yeah.
Michael Lombardi got on like one of them local, you know, radio situations and talked about the color, like the Carolina blue not being tough and stuff. I'm like, this is a complete disregard for what college sports is. And we've seen this happen with guys who are great NFL coaches, mind you.
Yeah.
Right. The one that immediately came to mind for me was Herm Edwards at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. That just did not work.
Yeah.
Bill Walsh came back to college at one point, and that did not work. And there's a lot of names that you could point to of guys that were NFL guys first coming to the college space and not respecting what the college space is and flaming out because there's internal logic to college, and it's entirely different than the NFL.
It's an entirely different industry in terms of how the CEO, in this case the head coach, what they do. Like the NFL, we know what it is. Hey, you draft these guys, you're in personnel, it's all football, you're out there getting it done. In college, you are truly going to bed every night wondering what, you know, dozens, if not, you know, more teenagers are doing that night, you know, and your baby.
That sounds crazy, but I understand. You're right.
You are. No, I've had coaches tell me, it's like, that's the hardest part.
Right.
Yeah, you're pretty much the dad.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. It's like, oh, man, if that phone rings, you know, and it's so-and-so, that's a whole different world than Bill Belichick is used to.
It's funny, too, because you brought up Herm Edwards and him being at Arizona State.
Yeah. I remember, because remember, he's a real religious guy.
Yeah.
And there was I remember his first press conference. One of the reporters was like from Devil's Digest or something. He was like, well, we don't want devils over here. And I'm like, dog, did you not look at the sign?
Yeah.
It says Sun Devils over here.
Yeah. But it's funny him being a coach. Like, he ain't even go into Arizona State with all that, with his wife or girlfriend that's on the feet, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he didn't really succeed. So you got Bill Belichick coming in with all of this drama already.
And then there's
we said not one thing about a player.
No. And then there's recruiting. And then there's NIL.
Wait.
And then there's boosters.
Can we stop at recruiting? Because you're right about those other ones.
And it's North Carolina.
And it's, yeah.
What was one of the downfalls of Bill Belichick in New England? Do you recall?
At the end, it was personnel. Yeah.
Drafting.
Yeah.
This whole space is based on personnel. Why do we look at Alabama? Why do we look at Georgia and we're like, oh, man, they're always going to win? Because they have a solid, clear pipeline to talent. Does North Carolina have that?
Yeah.
And then you bring in a dude who, like, I don't think you could even get close to calling a recruiter. Plus, the way he built his staff was not with the consideration of, okay, well, let's go get recruiters. He went and got NFL guys.
Yeah.
What is the path to success here?
Well, and then the other thing that's just really going to be fascinating to watch is these boosters at major college programs, they want FaceTime with the head coach.
Yes.
They want to see and chat and be buddy-buddy with the head coach.
Well, you got
to
go through Jordan first.
I guess. Not anymore. Maybe.
Not with the UNC side.
If you want to talk to coach, you have to talk to me first.
But no, they actually demand that. If I'm going to give you $15 million for this package of NIL deals.
I need your cell phone number, buddy.
I need to be able to chat with you. Bill Belichick hates people. I mean, it's pretty much a given at this point. And he's going to have to chat it up with all these guys on top of everything else.
Yeah, it's an entirely different role that I never thought he was particularly suited for. And then you added all of this drama on top of it. And I think that will overshadow that. I think this thing was destined to fail to begin with. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, maybe he makes it shake and I will have egg on my face. Possibly. But I bet that I'm not wrong.
Who you think have a better year, Deion or Bill Belichick?
Dion.
Yeah, Dion.
And what's funny is Dion also seemed to kind of come in with a little bit of a level of disrespect to what the college space was. And I think that that was a large part of why college seemed to have a little bit of distaste for him, because many times college has been looked at as the little brother, when in all reality, it's like, oh, you don't understand how this actually operates differently. And mm-hmm. it's difficult in a different way than other spaces. But I think that he is embraced the way that he can get to that space. And he is doing the recruiting in a different way.
He's making the brand look fire. Like,
well, sure.
Yeah, he's making the brand look really good. I don't know if Bill Belichick right now mm-hmm. is making the brand like, oh, I got to go to North Carolina.
And do you think for one second, even though this probably the core of this report is true, like she's not going to be, they don't want her like involved in football officially on the field, et cetera. Do you think that's going to slow her down based on what we've seen?
What do you mean? Slow her down in
like
what regard?
She's still going to be front facing, part of everything, involved with the football stuff, but she's still going to be very much visible.
I don't think she's going to take a back seat.
Yes.
Like, you know what? This is causing too much commotion. Let me take a back seat.
Yeah, she's still going to be very visible, very a part of everything that he does. Again, maybe not on the field or whatever, but very visible.
I just like the simple fact everybody like, who is this chick now? Let's dig into her. Let's see who she really is.
Dude, he wrote about her in his book and did not write about Robert Kraft.
Well, that's a personal vendetta. And also, she was the muse for the book. And speaking of the book, I didn't want to circle back around to this because the book tour and mm-hmm. the interview with CBS Sunday Morning is really what blew this up to a different level.
Yeah.
I know that her Jordan's, the clip of her basically saying we're not talking about them when asked about like their meet cute led to some people wondering if maybe that was not true, the idea that they had met on a plane. Mm-hmm. Pablo Torre did get to that where there he got video of Jordan's philosophy book that supposedly she was reading on the plane. And there it is indeed signed by Bill with a note about the meeting. So that's still likely how they met. Mm-hmm. However, I do wonder if maybe this is why they were hesitant. Jordan was a first runner-up last year, 2024, in Miss Maine. When she introduced herself, she said that she was 22 in that instance, which would make this meeting in 2021, do the math, that would make her 19, right? And maybe they looked up and they were like, hey, we don't want to publicize that more than we probably should.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also there's a source that Pablo Torre talked to. He talked to, I believe, 11 people mm-hmm. generally around this. And one of the sources surmised that maybe Jordan's objection to where they met question might be her in her PR role of trying to sell, mm-hmm. And really put this forward in a marketing way, might be her saving that conversation and that portion of their story and their meeting for a potential reality show.
Oh, well, wouldn't surprise me.
Would you watch that?
I'd be curious.
I will rubberneck.
They got you.
Yeah, I will rubberneck.
They got you.
She's 24. She's 24.
Not according to the UNC query. You know how here at the office and at a lot of offices they ask for your birthday so that they mm-hmm. can, hey, happy birthday to you. Apparently she wrote her birthday is April 2000 and we know officially that her birthday was 2001. And that's not really a mistake that people make, 2000 versus 2001, that zero and that one aren't close. So people are wondering if they just got real funny about the age thing, which I thought y'all was cool about that. I thought y'all was big and bad about that. But there you go. That is the reporting
crazy
on the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson thing. At least it seems like she will be out of the way on the UNC stuff. I personally am just not certain the UNC stuff was destined to succeed anyways. Yeah. We will see when the season comes around in the college football landscape. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including shout out to Kelvin Sampson, a whole new contract. We'll talk about that and more next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.